Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today's lesson is an intermediate lesson on how to hold effective meetings, and this is part one.
Right. So part one, if you've ever been in a meeting, and maybe many of you have been in meetings, you know that sometimes they take a long time and they're not very effective. So this lesson is about how to make them effective.
To make the most out of your time in that meeting.
Exactly. So why don't we just dive in and listen to the monologue.
If you want your team to be effective in meetings, having meeting ground rules that you can consistently enforce is crucial. Some ground rules are procedural, such as start on time and end on time. There are also abstract rules, such as treat everyone with respect and be constructive. These rules focus on a desirable outcome, but can create problems if group members have different ideas about which behaviors are most appropriate. Behavioral ground rules, on the other hand, are more useful. They describe specific actions that team members should take to act effectively, such as explain your reasoning. For example, instead of calling someone out, you can say, "Can you help me understand how your comment is relevant here?" Or, "Can we figure out another time to address your topic?" You may learn that your team member is thinking more systematically and has identified an important issue that no one else has thought of. Raising concerns like this leads to a better team decision, better working relationships, and reduced frustration for everyone.
So a lot of you have asked us to have more business type lessons. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you found this monologue, this part one of this monologue, to be very useful to give you some pointers.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So right away, we see that the most important thing is having ground rules.
Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So ground rules are basically just basic rules.
Yeah. Ground, if you think of ground, is like the foundation. And these rules are for like behavior.
Right.
Yeah.
So if someone else is talking, don't mm-hmm. interrupt them.
Yeah.
Be polite. Be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Wait your turn.
Yeah, exactly. And a verb we often use with this is establish. You should establish some ground rules.
Right. So your parents, or if you are a parent, you definitely, as your child is growing up, at different stages of their lives, you establish ground rules.
Yeah.
So maybe a curfew. What time you have to come home.
Right.
You know, no partying, no drinking, those kind of the basic fundamental rules.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And these are rules that you should consistently enforce.
Right. Consistently doing the same thing every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, for example, I don't know. I like Christopher Nolan, the director of, you know, the Batman Dark Knight series. His movies are consistently good and thought-provoking.
So every time one comes out, it is good and thought-provoking.
Mm-hmm. And the adjective for this is consistent.
Right. So you want to have consistent behavior.
Right. Yes.
The same all the time.
Right.
And to do that, or in doing that, you're enforcing those rules.
Right. So enforce is just to make somebody obey a rule or a law.
Right. So with police officers, for example, we call them law enforcement officers.
Right.
They enforce those laws.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They make people follow those laws.
Right. Because some laws are difficult to enforce.
Right.
Like speeding or using your smartphone while you're driving.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And that consistently enforcing those ground rules is crucial.
Right. Yeah. So like this is just extremely important.
Super, super important.
Mm-hmm.
One example, it's crucial to eat a good breakfast in the morning.
Yeah. Or if you want to work in a company and be a businessman, it's crucial to understand economics.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So those ground rules, there's different types.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So what's the first type that we talk about?
Right. So the first type is procedural.
What does that mean?
Yeah. And first, just like the pronunciation is not procedural, it's procedural.
Jural.
Yeah. Yeah. These are just like the usual or official way to do something. We often talk about, if you've ever been on an airplane, they have a procedure before they take off.
Right. And it's basically the steps you have to mm-hmm. take to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So starting or driving, there's a procedure to this.
Yes.
You get open the door, you get in the car, you put on your seatbelt, you start the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just basic things like, you know, start on time, end on time, which is harder than
it sounds.
Sounds good. There's also the second rule, which is our abstract rules.
Right. So abstract, if something is abstract, it's not concrete.
Right. It's not a material thing. It's an idea or a feeling, right?
Right. It's non-tangible.
Right.
It's,
yes.
You can't touch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Examples of this are beauty,
love,
yeah,
and courage, proof. Bravery.
Yeah. Those are all abstract ideas.
Right. Mm-hmm. And examples are?
Yeah, treat everyone with respect and be constructive.
Right. You're building something?
Yeah, and it looks like it. It looks like the word construct or construction, which means, you know, building buildings.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is more for criticizing and in relationships.
And giving feedback.
Yes, giving
so
feedback.
So yeah. We actually say constructive criticism.
Right. That's a really important expression, constructive criticism.
Right. So mm-hmm. you're giving maybe negative comments mm-hmm. or saying things that the person could do better.
Right, right. Yeah.
But you're not being mean.
Right. You're being positive and
right.
you're trying to build their idea or build their skill.
To help them improve.
Right, exactly.
Right. So it is a positive thing. It's just the negative would be criticism.
Yes, yes.
But if it's constructive criticism, mm-hmm. it's
useful, right?
It's useful yeah. advice.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. So these two procedural and abstract rules, they focus on desirable outcome.
Right. So desirable desire mm-hmm.
yeah.
is something that you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very simply, just like, you know, you could use this as desirable qualities,
mm-hmm.
a desirable job.
Right. Qualities mm-hmm. or a job that you want.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you
yeah.
desire.
Mm-hmm. But they can create problems because abstract rules, you know, people have different ideas about them.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're not concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So
people have different opinions.
Exactly.
So that leads us to the next one, which is behavioral ground rules.
So basically, your behavior or your behavioral ground rules relate to your behaviors or actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're more specific, which is in the next sentence. They describe specific actions.
So not vague or mm-hmm. not general, not abstract.
Mm-hmm.
It's the opposite.
Right. So this like particular. It looks like the word special.
Mm-hmm.
And it's related to that, but it just means like one thing and not other things.
Right.
Like you could often say, be more specific. I didn't understand.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And here, you know, the person, something specific to say mm-hmm. is explain your reasoning.
Right. Now this word, it looks like a verb, reasoning.
Right.
But it's
actually, a noun.
Yeah, it's a noun. And it just means the process of thinking and you're trying to make a decision about something.
Right. And maybe also the motivation.
Right. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
caused you to behave. So basically mm-hmm. describe why.
Yeah. Yeah. When you say something in a meeting,
mm-hmm.
say why you said it.
Right. And the significance
reason.
Of it. So mm-hmm. if you think your company should take one direction,
mm-hmm.
you have to say what that direction is,
mm-hmm.
but also to convince people,
right.
you have to give your reasoning
yeah.
and explain why
yeah.
you think that's a good decision.
Mm-hmm. So it's like the why, right?
Right. Basically. And it's also when someone makes a decision,
mm-hmm.
they can't just say, you know, yes or no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Because someone's going to get upset by that.
Right, right.
You want a reason. So,
yeah.
For example, with children.
Yes.
Don't cross the street without looking both ways.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, why do you want me to do that?
Uh-huh.
And as parents, you may say, because I said so.
Because I said so, right.
That's not strong reasoning.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
the child may not listen to you.
Right, yes.
So if you say...
Mm-hmm.
because you're going to get hit by a car.
yeah.
That's better reasoning.
Right, of course. So this could be really useful in a meeting because, you know, if somebody says something that you didn't really
mm-hmm.
understand, people often call them out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't believe you
mm-hmm.
Or you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah. It's calling someone out when nobody else says anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everyone's being silent. but I called them out. I said, hey, you're wrong, or hey, what is that about? You're criticizing
you
them.
You hold someone accountable.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, for example, if I have a friend who is always late, mm-hmm. and I find that disrespectful,
right.
I will call them out on their behavior.
Right, yes, yeah.
And it's always calling them out on a behavior,
yeah,
and not as a person.
Right, and it's negative generally, right?
Right.
Yeah. So instead of calling someone out and having this negative thing in the meeting, you can say, hey, can you help me understand how your comment is relevant here?
Right. Connected.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Significant.
Yeah. And even useful. Kind
useful.
Of. Yeah.
How does it relate?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or can we figure out another time to address your topic?
Right. So this is a verb here, not address.
Right.
Address.
Right. The stress is on the second syllable.
Right.
Address.
And it just means focus on, mm-hmm.
give
or
attention to.
Right. Talk
trying,
about.
Mm-hmm, trying to deal with. Like we often talk about issues or problems. We're trying to address an issue or address a problem.
Right. We'll often hear the expression to address the elephant in the room.
Yeah. That's a great expression. Yeah.
There's no elephant in the room.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's a weird thing going on that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah, it's a big issue, but everyone is ignoring it. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you do this, if you kind of try to understand their reasoning for saying that, you might find out that that team member is thinking more systemically.
Right. Mm-hmm. So another word for this is systematically.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
depending,
that's true. Yeah.
Both of those
yeah.
words work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a system. There mm-hmm. is logic. There is meaning to their thinking.
Yeah. And in this case, it's more like the it means throughout the whole company, not just the specific parts.
Right.
Like if you have the adjective form would be systemic. If you have a systemic problem, mm-hmm. it's something that's affecting every part of the company.
Right. So the person may be thinking differently, mm-hmm. something, a new idea.
Right. Yeah.
That no one has considered yet.
Yeah. So always ask for their reasoning, and then you might find that maybe their comment was actually really important.
Right. Mm-hmm. And doing this mm-hmm. and raising your concerns mm-hmm. will
yeah.
lead to better team decision making.
Right. Raising concerns. It looks like a strange verb to lift up, but it just means to talk about something.
Right.
That is already there.
Right. And the concerns, things you're worried about.
Yeah.
So you raise your concern mm-hmm. or you raise an issue.
Yeah.
Means
you can also
you bring
say,
it up.
Yeah, bring it up. Exactly. Yeah. And this, back to what you were saying about an elephant in the room,
mm-hmm.
you could raise this concern. It's an elephant in the room. It's such a big issue. We all know about it. Let's talk about it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a team that works better together overall mm-hmm. and has reduced frustration for everybody.
Right. And for me, I think this is maybe the most important thing, because meetings are so frustrating when they don't finish.
Right. And you're just going on and on
yeah.
and you have spent 3 hours mm-hmm. and you haven't accomplished anything.
Right. And so the adjective form of this word is frustrated.
Right.
You can say,
or
oh,
frustrating.
Yes. Frustrating. Yeah. I'm so frustrated. That thing is so frustrating.
Right.
Just annoyed.
Annoyed mm. and just... You feel, yeah, you're getting a little bit mad.
Yeah, you can't achieve something.
Right, and mm-hmm. often the consequences of these ineffective meetings mm-hmm. is that you have to work longer.
Yes.
And work
yeah,
later because
yeah.
you wasted all that time. Now you still have to do your work.
Right, yeah.
So that is very frustrating because mm-hmm. you want to go home to your family.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's a lot of good tips in there, guys. Let's listen to that one more time.
Perfect.
If you want your team to be effective in meetings, having meeting ground rules that you can consistently enforce is crucial. Some ground rules are procedural, such as start on time and end on time. There are also abstract rules, such as treat everyone with respect and be constructive. These rules focus on a desirable outcome, but can create problems if group members have different ideas about which behaviors are most appropriate. Behavioral ground rules, on the other hand, are more useful. They describe specific actions that team members should take to act effectively, such as explain your reasoning. For example, instead of calling someone out, you can say, "Can you help me understand how your comment is relevant here?" Or, "Can we figure out another time to address your topic?" you may learn that your team member is thinking more systematically and has identified an important issue that no one else has thought of. Raising concerns like this leads to a better team decision, better working relationships, and reduced frustration for everyone.
Okay, so we just heard those tips on how to hold an effective meeting again. Great things we learned here about ground rules, procedural, abstract, behavioral, desirable outcomes.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and guys, meetings are so hard to do effectively, and that's why we want to let you know about these awesome tips.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any of your own tips or your own experiences, we'd love to hear about them. So please let us know about anything about meetings in the comments.
Right, and don't forget, we will have a second part coming up.
Right, so stay tuned for that.
Yes, mm-hmm. And take care.
All right. See you later.